to the Steve Cochran Show.
Is that you, Santa Claus? Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus?
A lot of people recognize that. That's the late, great Milt Rosenberg. He recorded that.
Ain't the slightest spark out.
Just a few months before he left WJ. Remember that, Mark? Remember that recording session with Milt Rosenberg?
I couldn't believe it. I was so privileged to be in there with him. It was sweet.
It was sweet. Kelly Kelly's here, and we have holiday stress. And listen, because of the courage of you talking about your own personal story, you got into a business where all you did is listen to the rest of us whine. Nice to see you.
Great to see you.
And happy holidays.
Thank you.
National television star goes around saving people all over, and we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Can we still get your book?
Yes, absolutely.
What's it called?
It's called Myself,
okay,
an autobiography of survival, mm-hmm. and you can find it on Amazon.
I want to get to a couple things related to that, but holiday stress. We all have holiday stress. So do we buy your book, take it, and whack our relatives over the head? What do we do? What do we do?
Oh, I suggest to everybody, don't have any expectations. That trips us up every year.
And good or bad.
Good or bad, right. And just try to be as is. And there's a lot of chaos that can come with
live in the moment? Is that what you want to say to live in the moment?
Sometimes, but you know, take it as it comes. And if you're recognizing in the moment that things are getting to be too much, take a break.
All right, so let's start with politics. Can we just say no politics discussions at the Thanksgiving table? Because that's a fire starter.
Yeah, but fire starters can be good sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, you know, I think often when we're talking to people who have different viewpoints than our own, it can open up great discussion and help us learn a little
even
more.
Now?
Even now.
Even today?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. So if everything is okay to talk about, do we have to have some sort of meter and limiting it? Like, you know,
like if Steve has people that come over and they are big supporters of the president.
Oh, like they'd be in my house.
Is the route to take that he tells them they are wrong at the dinner table? Or how does he handle
you make
that?
It sound like I'm judgmental. That's the thing about the Trump era is we all have very firm views on, you know, where we stand.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is such a hot topic. Everybody's asking me, what should we do when uh-huh. politics comes up? And I encourage people to engage until it gets to be too much and personalities start coming out and a lot of conflict.
I have an agreement with my family that if it comes up, I immediately cover my ears and go, la, 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 and I run out of the house.
That's
and I wait outside until the discussion is over. That
awesome.
Seems right.
And then
it?
How do you feel when you come back in?
Cold. Yeah. Generally cold. Yeah, cold.
Kelly, there's to be so much about the topics that are discussed at the holidays, but I always find that the stress is about the hosting, the planning, the expectations that go along with that. I know I host my Thanksgiving, family comes over. It's a great time. Maybe not as much for some of the people in my family that are a little bit more attention to detail or high strung. Mm-hmm. You know, like everything has to be a certain way. So what are the suggestions for people who are hosting or they're dealing with the stresses of essentially throwing a big party?
That's a lot of stress. And I think if you can be somebody who can learn to let go a little bit and know that, you know, the acceptance of it is a chaotic time and there's a lot of goodness in the mix and there's a lot of stress in the mix and it is never all good or all bad. And so if you can add humor to it, that makes a huge difference.
So lighten up, Francis.
I already I am one of those people that Justin described. Those mm-hmm. people that
which people
that needs it to be exactly how I think it should be.
I find that shocking.
I know, and micromanages all details of it. Uh-huh, I'm uh-huh. already thinking about when my family's going to leave. That's I'm
yeah.
That's
but no, I know that. Yeah,
you know, right. Because I also think there needs to be an end point. I don't like 7 or 8 hours with people, you know.
Right. So you can't even stop down and enjoy the fact that you're going to all be together on this glorious American holiday. You already have them leaving.
I already have them leaving. And they tease. Like,
and whether they're going to clean up or help clean up.
No, I don't like help.
Oh, you don't want anybody help?
No, because I like it done my way. But that's what I focus on. I mean, today is Tuesday, and I'm already thinking about when they're leaving. And
totally
it is
normal.
Very stressful.
We call that anticipatory anxiety in my field.
Okay.
And so
we call that crazy in my
field. No, but it's a real thing. I think there's probably people today on Tuesday that are having a lot of anticipatory anxiety.
And that's why my biggest suggestion is to live in the moment. You know, you do have to plan ahead of time, but being able to let go of some of the expectations. And I know you love your laundry and, you know, everybody probably loves coming to your house, but it's also a little abnormal to hang out with family members for 8 hours nonstop.
All right, so you make a point. Every family listening right now, everybody listening right now, there's one person in every family where you go, that's the one. That's the match. That's the fuse. That's the one that's really, I'm really a little anxious about that person. By the way, if you don't know who that is in your family, it's you. So is that the person we should treat with love and humor to the best of our ability?
Yeah, if everybody just leads with a little bit of kindness, you know, coming to your house, Mary, would stress me out. But at the same time.
I know, that's what they all say too.
But at the same time, that's not how I roll. So I so appreciate the attention to detail and how nice it would be to come to your house. I bet you have a fire and a candle and great food. But absolutely put an end date to it because you've probably put a lot of energy into it. So to know.
You thought about having a bouncer? Maybe just somebody at the door at 8 o'clock, you start throwing people out?
Turn the lights on.
Yeah.
A lot of, I feel like a lot of stress comes from the already sort of preconceived relationships, parent to child, you know, maybe siblings, things of that nature that are brought into the mix that you may get, I need to make this the best possible holiday so my mom sees how much of a homemaker I am, or you know, I want to make sure that I'm the funnier one, whatever it might be, the relationships. But it seems like there's a lot about the expectations of the pre-existing relationships that we have.
Yeah, and some of it's memory recall, you know, remembering, oh, that horrible Thanksgiving we had when drunk uncle showed up and nobody could get rid of him. And every holiday is different, but we also do have some expectations and know family dynamics, and nothing needs to be hashed out on that day. I think everybody is a little heightened anxiety.
See, that's a really important point. You brought this up in a previous discussion you had on air, and I thought it was such a great point about generally life, and that is you're not going to fix a lifetime of hurt in one conversation or one dinner or one experience. So don't think that, you know, a drunken uncle is going to come over this time and you're going to have it out. You're going to have that big talk and everything's going to be fine.
You're sending him to rehab after dinner.
By the way, Thanksgiving dinner, bad time for an intervention. Just a thought. Just a thought. Mark, you've got plenty of troubles in your life. Do you have a question for Kelly?
I do, Steve. Thank you. Appreciate that. I want to get to the strategy of how do you get the person out. In Mary's scenario, they won't leave. There's always that one person. Like, what do you say? Are you said a direct hit?
Well, hold on direct. A second. Direct. Please be direct. I think that's part of the problem. Part of the problem is everybody's afraid to say what they really want to say and how the other person's interpreting.
But isn't that American? Isn't that American bitching after everyone leaves about how long they stayed? Come on.
Well, Mark, at my house, I'm pretty direct.
What would you say?
I say,
all right, guys.
All right, like, this is the end. And they all say, Mary's kicking us out.
But yeah, but you're not getting up Friday.
It doesn't matter.
No, but I want to just say to your family, stay as long as you want because you're not getting up Friday.
But as Kelly said, it is unnatural to spend 7 and 8 hours with a group of people.
Not to mention the Bears game starts early.
Gosh.
That's 11:30 start,
right,
so people will be gathering early.
Come over
and everybody
after
regresses.
The game.
You go back into old roles. I mean,
we go good time, great time, and then, now we got some trouble.
Totally.
You don't care about me.
That's but Kelly,
we'll go shopping.
Kelly's here. Kelly.
Oh, there you go. The shopping man.
Yeah. There is the issue, however, of the person that leaves last generally has no pickup of body cues or unsaid statements or language where everyone else gets it.
Yeah.
And they just don't pick up on it. So what do you do with them?
Well, you get in your PJs and you say.
That's what I do. I wash my face. I take my makeup off. And it's like, you have no signal here. I'm ready for bed.
Just like Carms, take your makeup off. Get ready for bed.
Expiration date. Yeah. Expiration time. You know?
Or should you include that in the invite? Say, listen, you're coming over, but you guys, you got to hit the bricks by 8. You got to start warming up the car at 8.
No, play it by ear. You know, I mean, we bring out Taboo at, you know, 6 o'clock. And if it's a good game of Taboo, keep it going. If it starts getting ugly, say, all right, guys, I think it's time to go.
Is there a game called Get Out that you could play at your house, Mary?
Like, what happens if you're having a good time, Mary? How do you know that it's 8 o'clock and you want them out?
As the person that is hosting, you're busy doing the I've cleaned up after dessert. You know, like there's natural things from a host's
See, that's what
standpoint.
I picture you doing. I picture you just staying in the kitchen, stuff out, and not talking to anybody.
I know that's kind of very accurate.
So I have a homework assignment for you. Maybe you can try to let something go this holiday season.
Ooh.
And maybe that's, you know, the dessert dishes, so you can just sit and be.
Yeah.
And I bet everybody would feel a little more relaxed.
Yeah. Even the kids have said they're not going to be there this year. They're with their mom. But they have said, like, Mary, you could just sit down.
There you go.
I know.
How do you just, you know, from a vantage point of in my family, I just think about how I can help. Meaning if I have somebody in my life who is having this anticipatory anxiety and is really wanting to be kind of like what Mary's talking about, hit the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
How do I help that? How do I, because I always find myself being like, I'm having a great time with talking to my dad. I'm like, oh, I forgot to do something and I'm, you know, now I'm not helping. You know, so how do you
Well,
do that?
I could help you because on Thanksgiving in particular, there's a move called the Cochran where I go into the kitchen and I break something immediately to the point where anybody in the kitchen goes, get out of the kitchen, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. Normally it's my mother's house. We're actually hosting this year, so I don't want to break any of my own stuff. So I just anticipate not helping at
do
all.
Do you buy fake dishes to break?
It's not bad. Stunt
not
dishes.
Not a bad stunt.
Stunt dishes, yeah. It's probably not a bad call.
You know, I think that's a great question. Everybody's responsible for their own stuff. And so if you can be mindful of that and check in and say, hey, how can I help this person? Ask. But usually the high-strung person doesn't want to hear relax or sit down or I've got this.
That amps it up, doesn't it?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. That's a great point. Mm-hmm. Mary Vandeveld, you have you've been very quiet throughout this. You have no troubles at home?
Well, I know my mother. My mother was always the sweetest person in the world, and she would invite, you know, strays over and everything. And
strays.
Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People that, so this bachelor dude used to always come to our house, and we did not like him at all. And he was a friend of my dad's, and I don't even think my dad liked him, actually. And she would invite him, and the guy took a nap after dinner. He would actually go and sleep on my sister's bed.
Wow.
And take a nap.
And he didn't live at your house.
No, and my mother could not figure out a way to
never be too relaxed or in someone else's house.
Oh, my gosh. It was a nightmare. It was a nightmare.
Steve Rozanich, are you in there?
I am here.
God, the lighting is so bad. I can't even pick you up on the monitor.
Do you notice how the light comes on right next to my nose? It kind of looks like I'm Rudolph the Red-Nosed
Reindeer. There you go.
See that?
I got a little Rudolph going on. Yeah. Anything you want to tell us about Thanksgiving with the therapist here? The great Kelly Kelly?
No, I just, you know, I just have to ask, you know, because I like to eat my feelings. Is that a real thing? I mean,
yes.
Do people
yes.
really?
Stuffing.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So we
yeah.
just so when I overeat, it's my feelings that really I should be dealing with, right?
Well, yeah, and then you end up feeling worse after having overeaten or overdrank, and then you have to clean that up. So, yeah, graze and be mindful with your food and taste it and, you know, stuff if you need to stuff.
And if you get your feelings out, you'll feel nauseous and you won't want to eat.
Take breaks, though. You know, go for a walk around the block for 5 minutes.
Sure, I'll be outside.
It shifts perspective and...
Sorry.
Yeah, Kelly, don't you think a good exercise after the meal, like you said, I mean, that really helps me.
A family walk!
A family walk. But you know what? We are in the North Woods, and if we do that, we'll get shot because... Yeah, it's deer hunting
Well, that
season.
Changes Thanksgiving, doesn't
it's
it?
Offer to take
season.
Out the trash,
yeah,
you
we
know,
wear orange when we go.
Be of service to your family.
When Justin is speaking of maybe not pulling his weight with a high-strung person hosting his Thanksgiving, I have a feeling I know who he's talking about. As a person who is a high-strung micromanager of details.
Again, shocking.
All that's nice to hear is just when if someone comes in and says, it is so nice that you're doing all this. All that's right. all I want. I don't actually want any help. I want somebody recognizing it's happening, and that's about it. I don't need anything from there. So if you take a break from talking to your dad and tell your wife, hey, thank you for doing this. This is amazing.
Right.
Then
well, there you go.
I'll do it five times, and I'll hit a bell every time I do it. Just to...
Now, you and Pat have never invited us or me or anybody close to me over for Thanksgiving. I just wanted you to know I would insist on helping only at your house.
I'm sure you would. I'm sure.
Just
you
for
do
the
that thing where you
value.
Follow me around.
Going, hey, can I help? Can I help? Kelly, your book is called what again?
Myself.
And it really is a very gutsy look at your own life and how you can help others. And it sets you off on this path where you're helping others every single day. I wish you nothing but the best to your family, and hope you have a really happy Thanksgiving. We got to do this more often.
I love it. I love the new space. I mean, you know, feel like a high roller up here on the 18th floor.
It's good to know you're only coming over for the view. Nice to see you. If people want to contact you, by the way, how do they do that?
They can go directly to my website, www.kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, Kitley, K-I-T-L-E-Y.com. Can I do a real quick plug?
Sure, of course.
Two things. Tomorrow I'll be talking with Chicago Tribune columnist Heidi Stevens on Facebook Live about a very similar topic with lots of questions coming in. And if any women need a recovery retreat after the holidays, I'll be up at Hazelton Betty Ford Center City in Minnesota, Martin Luther King weekend, the 18th to the 20th, and that can be a great grounding foundational weekend.
Cool. Yeah. So you can plan for that now.
Oh, please. It will give you something to look forward to.
Yeah. Yeah, and bonding with other people who know how you feel.
Yeah, and you don't have to be in recovery from substance abuse. I believe we're all recovering from something.
Recovery from life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kelly, happy holidays.
Thanks. Nice happy to holidays. See you. So great to see you guys.